This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired, and I'm with Mark Rookie with Bayer Crop Science. Mark, how are you?
Good.
Well, you have a pretty cool initiative here at Farm Progress. It's called I Farm to Feed the World. So can you tell all of our readers what this initiative is?
Yeah, Bayer Crop Science is really proud to have an opportunity to present this new initiative here during the Farm Progress show. It is called I Farm to Feed the World. You know, we're a global organization, and we realize that agriculture has some real challenges coming. Our population will continue to grow, and yet we really are farming most of the arable land that's available right now. So it's critically important that we maximize our yield and grain quality on every acre we produce. But it's also critically important that we maintain the lowest possible environmental footprint in doing so. And we just want to help make people in the Farm Progress Show aware that it's not just a global issue, it's also, hunger and maximum production are both issues that need to be considered here in Iowa, Illinois, and the surrounding states. So what we're doing here at the Farm Progress Show is having farmers come in and make a commitment, make a pledge that they will do everything they can to maximize yields and grain quality while helping to minimize their environmental impact. And when they make that pledge, we ask them to sign their name to a card. And for every card we receive during the Farm Progress Show, Bayer Crop Science will donate $5 to one of four local food banks in this area that's primarily covered by the Farm Progress Show.
Great. So, you know, you talked about we do have a big challenge ahead of us in terms of feeding the world on less land. So Bayer Crop Science has been around for generations, and you've obviously been working with farmers. So what are some of those technologies that you have developed that will help farmers increase their yield?
Well, we're very proud of the fact that we consider ourselves to be the innovation company, and we feel that the best way to address these challenges in the future is through research. And so with research and innovation, we've been able to bring 28 new products to the marketplace in the last 10 years. We've got another 9 new products scheduled to be introduced by the year 2012. And many of these are products that are much lower use rate, much less toxic to humans and to the environment. One of which is a new insecticide, nematicide, that we're introducing in corn next year called Poncho Votivo. Poncho has been around for a number of years. It's the number one seed treatment insecticide used in the United States. Provides tremendously strong insect control in corn. What we're really excited about is the Votivo portion, which is a biological nematicide. Now, by a biological nematicide, it's a product that actually came from the soil. It's a bacteria that we apply to the seed, so it's a very small amount, but it goes on the seed. And as that seed starts to grow, the bacteria also reproduce and grow with the root system and provides a protective layer around the root system, which the nematodes can't penetrate. What a great product. Here it's a biological product, natural product that came from the soil that is very highly effective in helping to reduce nematode damage in both corn and then soybeans in a couple of years.
So what about water? You know, water is a big topic of conversation. Obviously, in Iowa this year, we had excessive amounts of water, but, you know, oftentimes we have droughts. So have you worked on technology that will address that concern as well?
Absolutely. Bayer Crop Science is very large in the biotechnology side of the business. We have a number of traits and technologies that we're looking at that will provide stress tolerance, allow a plant to survive, periods of too much rain or too little rain. We also have some traits that we're looking at that will make a plant more efficient in its nutrient use. And then we're also looking at some other herbicide tolerance traits, different modes of action than what is present in the marketplace today. As we continue to see more resistant weed problems show up, we're going to need different modes of action to use in these fields. So we're heavily involved in all of that type of research.
Great. So, Mark, we only touch on, a couple of your products. So where can farmers go to get more information?
Yeah, we'd love to have them contact their local rep. But if you can't find your local rep, you can always get tons of information off of our website. That's bearcropscience.us.com.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.